We all know, of course, that COVID-19 hits the elderly the hardest, though we will hear in a moment about younger victims. But more than 70% of deaths from the disease in Australia have been residents in aged care homes. Their vulnerability appears to have been exacerbated by a raft of problems besetting that sector, from limited preparation for an outbreak to staffing and profit-driven models of care. Well, today, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has apologised for shortcomings in the sector, but he has some caveats. Political reporter Melissa Clark has more from Canberra. Mel, there's been intense scrutiny all this week on the handling of COVID-19 in aged care, which is a Commonwealth responsibility. Today we've finally heard from the Prime Minister. What's he had to say?
Well, the Prime Minister has indeed fronted the press for the first time in days this afternoon, and it follows an excoriating assessment by the senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission into Aged Care, Peter Rosen QC, earlier this week. He found that the Commonwealth had no COVID-19 plan in place for aged care. Now, the Prime Minister today defended his government's handling of the sector, in particular for preparation of outbreaks, saying there was a plan in place from March and that it was upgraded twice after that. But there's been this plethora of evidence that aged care homes where infection control has patently failed and where care for residents has been substandard at best. And that has been widely seen by the public. So the Prime Minister today, he was apologetic. He said there had been failings. Here he is.
On the days that the system falls short, on the days that expectations are not met, I'm deeply sorry about that. Of course I am. And I know that everyone who's involved in the process who was trying to meet those expectations is equally sorry.
Scott Morrison there apologising. However, he didn't identify what the failings were that he was apologising for. And whenever specific issues were raised with him about planning, about personal protective equipment and training for staff, access to hospital for residents, he defended the Commonwealth's approach on all fronts.
Mel, if the federal government is rejecting suggestions of failures of regulating and managing the sector, how does it explain the terrible death toll and the really agonising stories we keep hearing about aged care residences that are being overwhelmed and understaffed?
Well, the federal government says that the death toll in aged care is, in effect, the inevitable result of community transmission of the virus in Victoria. Now, senior counsel at the Royal Commission, Peter Rosen, he compared Australia with other countries and said that aged care residents form a really high proportion of deaths, as high as 70% of deaths from coronavirus. And that picture has been backed by one of the highly regarded geriatricians, Joseph Ibrahim from Monash University. But Brendan Murphy fronted the Royal Commission today. He's the Secretary of the Federal Department of Health and before that, the Chief Medical Officer. And he refuted that framing of the death toll. He said that the proportion of deaths in aged care is so high because deaths overall are so low.
Every death is an absolute tragedy and it's been an awful situation, but to interpret a percentage of an extremely low death rate as an example of poor aged care management is simply not defensible.
Brendan Murphy speaking at the Royal Commission there. So the Royal Commission is still going. There are also parliamentary committees looking into the issue as well. Mel, what happens from here?
Well, in the short term, we're seeing the state government in Victoria intervene here and take control of some facilities, and that's allowing hospitals and hospital staff to run them and care for the patients. So, in effect, part of the short-term answer has been to not have the Commonwealth in charge. But the Royal Commission is going to keep focusing on some of the bigger long-term issues at play here, and there are a number of issues that are relevant here. The low-paid, short-term staff, casuals working across multiple residences. Now, Scott Morrison has made much of having called a Royal Commission into aged care. Now, having hailed how important it is, he will have to wear the findings of what needs to be done once they're handed down.
Melissa Clark there in Canberra.